Welcome, everyone. This is a Board of Adjustment meeting for September the 13th, 2012. Could I have a roll call, please?
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Spranger?
Here.
Bollinger?
Here. A Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's the responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as applies to special uses and variances. Public hearings are held monthly, and each board member has an opportunity to review the staff report and visit the site in question. Usually a decision is made at the public hearing. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the August 9th meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
August 9th meeting has been approved. Item number four is a board to hold a public hearing on the following item. Case number 12-052 at 2211 Grant Street, a C2 district. A request for a variance to reduce the required setback from an on-premise identification sign from 15 feet to 3 feet, submitted by David Howard. Is there an affidavit, David, of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you. And would you explain the elements, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located just south of the Herbert Goetz Community Center on Grant Street, between 22nd and 23rd Streets, and the site is highlighted in yellow on the graphic being currently displayed. The applicant would like to place a sign on the east side of the building at the entrance to the east parking lot, and this sign would be within 3 feet of the front property line. The front property line is being depicted with the black line that is shown on the graphic just in front of the sign location. One of the main intents for the setback, sign setback in the code is to ensure safe line of sight issues for vehicles entering and exiting commercial business properties, and to ensure that the signs will not create blind spots for those vehicles. This graphic depicts the location of the sign if approved, the type of sign that would be erected, and its orientation in relationship to the building as well as Grant Street. As you can Grant Street, of course, is a one-way traveling west, and as you can see, this sign will not obstruct any views either from vehicles on Grant Street or to vehicles entering the eastern parking lot. With the I-74 reconfiguration, Grant Street will remain a one-way going westbound, so it would have no impact if this sign is approved. On the west side of the building, the graphic being displayed shows a vehicle exiting the parking lot in relationship to the requested sign placement, and as you can see, the sign placement will not obstruct the view of traffic either on Grant Street or the exiting vehicle. And in fact, if there is any obstruction, it already exists with the shrubbery which is at that location. However, the vehicle you're seeing displayed right now has approximately 15 to 25 feet to move forward, and will have plenty of opportunity to have correct line of sight before coming to a stop and entering the crosswalk. This is the view from that vehicle now looking to the west, and as you can see, there's a clear line of sight of all vehicles that would be traveling on Grant Street. The red line being depicted on the graphic I'm now displaying shows the proper 15-foot setback that is required by the code. If the sign were to be located on the west side of the building, as you can see, it would be completely hidden to any vehicles traveling west on Grant Street. That's why the requested location has been on the east side of the building, and as you can see, the setback would put it basically blocked from vision because of the neighboring buildings and their shrubbery as well. This is the reason for the request, and it is the item that the applicant is pointing out as a hardship for the placement for the sign. In the past, the board has recognized the front yard setback issues in the original downtown area, noting that there are many times small or in fact no front yards for some of these businesses, and it creates a hardship for locating standalone signs. In the past, the board has recognized those hardships and has granted variances for very similar type of sign placements at 1737 Grant Street. That's classical graphics. That's very close to this location here. 2021 State Street, the Waterfront Convention Center, 1818 Grant Street, which was K&K Hardware, you approved about a year and a half ago. 2810 State Street, that's the Emergency Animal Hospital. 1930 State Street was the Hardee's sign placement that the variance was granted for. 1900 State Street was Quad City Realtors, and the 1700 block of State Street for River's Edge Edition. Did receive a communication, an email from the owner of Concept Bath, and after having reviewed the entire board packet, the owner has indicated that they have no objection to the sign placement and the requested variance. Staff would recognize the applicant pointing out the hardship from the setback for the sign specifically related to the placement of a standalone either pole or a monument sign. I believe that is a summary of the issue, unless you have any questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone wishing to speak in favor of this proposal? Would you go back to the podium, please? State your name and address, please.
David Howard. Address is 1225 East River Drive, Davenport. I'm with Signtronics. We're the ones actually building the sign. John actually did a phenomenal job as far as explaining exactly what we're trying to get done here. If we go with the setback, it's really hard to see the location. It could create a lot of driving disturbances if someone's actually looking for their location as well. So with the placement actually going out here, I wanted to make sure that we did not block any line of sight. That was our main issues. And we're not opposed to either how it looks right in the picture, or if you even wanted to go higher, we're willing to work around your guys' wants and needs as far as the city goes as well. So that's pretty much all I got to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does the board have any questions of the applicant? Is there a motion?
I'll move that we approve the variance as requested, with the caveat that the sign not exceed 30 square feet. Is that works for you, doesn't it?
That's fine, yeah.
I'd second that.
There's been a motion and a second to approve case number 12-052. Is there a vote, please? Lisa?
Falk?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Springer?
Aye.
Gallagher.
Hi. Is there any other business to be brought before the commission?
Just an update for you, Mr. Chairman. Last August 20th, there was a auction. U.S. Auctioneers did hold an auction down at the Isle site. Staff did monitor the situation for the 10-day period prior and after that, and found that everything was in compliance as you requested.
Thank you. That's great.
I believe that
good news.
Is all we have for you.
That's good news. Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Motion to adjourn. Board of Adjustment is adjourned.